Good morning. It's 6:43 on the 9th of September 2012. Welcome to my diary about golf. And everything I'm going to say in the next few minutes is going to be all said by a guy who's going to play golf for the first time in a few weeks and who's only half awake and who's setting out to drive to Kinsale. I'm leaving my house in Glanmire, and the reason I'm going to play golf is because John Peavy suggested it, and Stuart Welland, who I've never met before, is also up for it, and we're due on the tee at 7:30 in the morning on a 9-hole course. Yes, a 9-hole course. Now, why would anybody be getting up at this time of the morning to go to a 9-hole course? The first thing people will say to themselves if they were mad keen golfers is you can't be a serious golfer if you're going to play on a Sunday morning on a 9-hole course, because we're only going to play 9 holes, and it means that this round of golf cannot affect my handicap. And for somebody who says he wants to get his handicap down, I'm making a pig's ear of doing that. I suppose that's why this is called The Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. Yeah, just a few things, really, is I have played on this golf course before, but a very long time ago. I remember it as being hilly, but I remember nothing else except that there are some nice views of the sea. And that I read this morning, I did actually do one good thing this morning. I did go to Google Maps and find the golf course, and I do have directions loaded up on my iPhone, and so on and so forth. Anyway, this is crazy. This is the morning after playing poker last night. My wife and I played poker with how many other couples? Three other couples. I lost. Effectively, I lost all my money. It didn't bother me very much. I didn't play for an awful lot of money. And I never had this feeling that I was going to do well last night. But this isn't about poker. It's just to say that, to remind me that I've not had enough sleep. Now, to get from home to Kinsale is approximately an hour. I'm due on the tee at 7:30. So as soon as I remember that I dare not go through the tunnel, I've made my first mistake of being half asleep, is that I forgot that I have to go through the city of Cork rather than go underneath the River Lee. There's a tunnel under the River Lee in Cork. The normal way to get to Kinsale would be to go through that tunnel from my house. When I was going to bed last night, I said to myself, I must remember it. And this morning I got up in a kind of a rote state. I just drove the way I normally drive. I drive through that tunnel very frequently. Okay, look, if you're listening to this, you're probably interested in golf. Or else you're interested in the sound of somebody waking up. Or else, anyway, there's nowhere else. Golf has taken a back seat recently because, well, my excuse is that I did my back in. I had a sudden attack on my back one day when I was in a cafe, bent over to pick something up, and ended up being crippled with pain. I was one of the lucky ones who didn't then have to lie on his back for 2 weeks. I had to rest the back for 2 days, be very gingerly about it. But I haven't swung a golf club in since that day, and so I'm out of practice. So I'll have plenty of excuses on the tee, and I guess the other guys will have. So three guys are going out to play golf. I'm looking forward to the conversation. That's what I'm getting to, really. everything else is a preamble to this bit of the audio loop. Yeah, because for me, the more I think about golf, the more I realize that I'm in it for conversation. There's no way I'm going to be able to, you know, make the Ryder Cup team, the Walker Cup team, any club golf team, any local golf society competition team. I had potential, well, because I was well trained by an amazing man. I had potential once upon a time to be quite good at the game, which I never realized. You know, it's one of those things that if I was to be asked to write down the things that I had real potential for achieving in my life and didn't do it, being a top-class golfer would be one of them. Just to give you a flavour, I think being a judge would be another one. I think I had the potential to be a lawyer and a judge. And sure, I never took any step in that direction either. Things I never had the potential for would be, for example, a concert pianist or a pub pianist or a player of scales. You know, that to be a swimmer, a top-class swimmer, or even a fourth-class swimmer, wasn't a potential I had either. On the other hand, I have this weird belief, founded on nothing, that I could have been an opera singer. Maybe that's because I feel that I could have been an actor. That I had potential as an actor. I have to say, it doesn't mean that I ever could act. Just to tell you, I'm passing a big sign, neon sign, very, very tasteful, beautifully set back against ancient buildings, and the sign says Port of Cork. It actually looks very pretty, I have to say. And if you're coming to, thinking about coming to Cork, one of the sights to see is come at 6:50 in the morning on a dry day. Come down and cross the River Lee, opposite Jury's Hotel on the one hand, Clarion Hotel on the other hand. Cork has got the Irish Examiner office and the Evening Echo office on the other hand, and just try to point the car in the direction of Kinsale. Okay, I suppose the one thing I'll say about golf is that I was very, very well trained by a man in a wheelchair, and I really ought to do another diary note someday about my experience of learning golf. But that wouldn't so much be a diary as a biography, or, well, it would just be a narrative, it would be a piece of sound. Anyway, this morning is dry at the moment. The weather forecast is for it to get wet. I'm not looking forward to that. I also have a golf trolley that needs to be repaired. Now there's something wrong with the battery operated part about it, so I don't have any help with taking the golf clubs around the golf course. I have to do the whole thing by human power. Yes, so that's it. I think that'll be quite enough. And if you've listened to this and got this far, tell me about your golf, really. It'd be a lot better than mine, and that's why I'm definitely leading the charge on the Ryder Cup mediocre team. I will be seriously tempted, though, to get Sky Sports again, in order to be able to watch the Ryder Cup. And I've got an awful lot of things on this autumn, but I really would like to factor in watching the Ryder Cup, especially because it's from Chicago. Bye-bye.